إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series of further reminders on preparing for Ramadan. And today I remind myself and you of the month that we are in now, which is the month of Sha'ban. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a hadith narrated by Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who said that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never fasted more in any month other than Ramadan than in the month of Shaban. And she said that he used to fast almost continuously, except at the last part of Shaban, where he recommended that you should not fast. He said, don't fast in the last part of Shaban and prepare yourself for the fasting of Ramadan. But in the beginning part, and we are in the beginning, and therefore I remind myself and you, let us try to keep as many fasts as we can in this month of Shaban. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is a month which is ignored between Rajab and Ramadan. That month is the month of Shaban. And Sayyidah Aisha asked him, radiallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, why do you fast so much? He said, because the deeds of people are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, and I would like my deeds to be taken up when I am in a state of fasting. Now he's saying this about himself. So inshallah, may Allah take our deeds also when we are in the state of fasting. So I remind myself and you, let us try to fast as much as we can in this month. This month is generally we don't do it, but we should do it. Second thing is that this is also a month where it is important to make up for any missed fasts of the previous year or years. Whatever is qada, whatever is pending, we should have done it by now, because we had 11 months to do it. But if we haven't done it, then at least in this month complete those, so that you enter Ramadan without any account balance. So that's also, so when you are fasting in this month of Shaban, inshallah, make the niyah of qada fasting. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is left from our past, which we don't know, don't remember, and so on and so forth, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive those fasts. The fasting is, it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should fast. So if we do not fast, it is owed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't want to die in a state where we die with owing things. So we should make sure we try our best to fulfill that. So make up for the for any pending fasts. Also, this is a good month in preparation for Ramadan to get used to what Ramadan comes with, which principally, of course, fasting is one. Second thing is, inshallah, reading more Quran. So try to read as much of Quran as possible, more than what we normally read. And this is, one should not have to say it, but many people, they don't read Quran at all. This is a very, many of the ulama, many of the aima have made fatawa and have made rulings that if a person does not read the Quran so many times in the year, then he has not fulfilled the haq of the Quran, and so on. So I'm not going into all that. Let us read the Quran. The Quran came to be read, it came to be understood, it came to be practiced, and none of that can happen unless you read it. So therefore, let us make it a habit to read Quran, and this month increase that reading, because in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we will read more. So fasting, reading of the Quran, and the third thing is also our own akhlaq and behavior. Again, the restrictions on behavior which we accept in Ramadan, which is no ghibah, no backbiting, no telling lies, no cursing, no raving and ranting and whatnot, these are not restricted to Ramadan. This is how a Muslim is supposed to behave. Not allow anger to get the better of you. If you allow anger to get the better of you and you say things which you regret later, then you have to deal with the humiliation of apologies. So why put yourself in that situation? When, as long as you keep your mouth shut, you can't get into trouble. I mean, this is a simple basic rule. As long as you keep your mouth shut, you cannot get into trouble. This applies to anger, it applies to dieting, both. So as long as you don't say it, say, well, whatever it is, I mean, leave it. Because if you say something in anger, then more than likely you would have exceeded whatever was the justifiable limit at the time, and then you will have to apologize, which is humiliating. Why put yourself to that? And that's what Ramadan comes to teach us. So that we know the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said that if you cannot stop telling lies, and if you cannot control your tongue, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala has no need for your hunger and thirst. So it's not a matter of just fasting or starving. There's a difference between fasting and starving. Faqe mein aur roze mein farq hai. So let us be clear about that. So practicing the habits of Ramadan. Fourth one is to pray Salah by Jama'ah. This is again something which we all do in Ramadan, Alhamdulillah. But again, it is not something to be restricted to Ramadan throughout. So try to pray as many Salawat by Jama'ah as possible. Ideally all of them, but whatever it is, at least minimum one, maybe more, that we can pray by Jama'ah. Where there is a facility, Masjid is nearby, then we should try to pray all. But even where it's Masjid is a distance away, Inshallah, try to make an effort and go and pray there, even if it is one salah. I know in many countries, especially in the West, masajids are not close by. You have to drive quite a distance to get to the masjid. But try to pray at least one salah by Jama'ah and get into this habit in preparation for Ramadan. So fasting, reading Quran, controlling your tongue, and praying the salah in Jama'ah in the masjid. And also giving of charity. Once again, it is not something to be restricted to Ramadan. It is something to be done all through the year. But in Ramadan, we tend to be more charitable. Let us not make our actions shaitan dependent. Let us make them Allah dependent. We seem to do actions only when shaitan is locked up. Why is your, is the action based on shaitan or what? So let us not do that. Let us fight this thing and give charity. In Ramadan, we are very charitable. We give food hoppers, food hampers to people, and we make the arrangements for people to make iftar and suhoor, and we give them food grains and so on. I have said this many times. It's not as if people eat only in Ramadan. Yeah. They also eat for the rest of the year. So what happens to them? If you are giving food to people in Ramadan saying they are poor people, they are still poor people. Even after Ramadan, they are poor people. Before Ramadan also, they were poor people. So what happens to them? Do they eat only in Ramadan one month? Are they anacondas or something, or are they human beings? So, very important for us to ensure that our charity is not restricted to Ramadan. Let us ensure that we continue to do charity. As far as the reward is concerned, most people come up with this thing and saying, no, but you see, we give charity in Ramadan because Allah gives more reward. Allah is not an accountant, right? Allah is not an accountant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghaniun Hamid. If you make the niyat to say, Allah, I am giving charity because I want to help people throughout the year, give me the reward of Ramadan even when it is not Ramadan. Yeah. This dua, what is wrong with this? We can make this dua, and my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is capable of doing, and he will do, inshallah, he will give you the reward all through the year because you are trying to help somebody. Yeah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you give a loan to someone, the reward of giving a loan to someone is more than the reward of giving sadaqah. So Sahaba asking Ya Rasulullah, loan we give with the intention of taking it back, and sadaqah we give without the intention of taking it back. So how is the reward for loan more than the reward for sadaqah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you give a loan when that man has a need. You give a sadaqah when you feel like giving it. That's why Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala rewards the loan more than the sadaqah, because you are helping somebody in need. Now see the logic behind this, how beautiful this logic is. That you are helping somebody in need, so Allah's reward for that is more than giving the money away. Right? So this is this deen is a deen of helping, of spreading goodness all around us. So let us try to do that. Also increase charity therefore, and continue with these habits throughout the year. The whole point of Ramadan is that, to remind us, to get us into the habit of it, to give us some practice, so that we continue it throughout the year. Not that at the time of Eid, all the masajids are empty, all our charity is finished. Very sad situation. I've said this many times, that if the masjid had a voice, then the day of Eid for the masjid would say, today is not a day of happiness, it's a day of sadness, day of mourning, because I know from today I will be empty. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Let us not do that. Let us make sure that this does not happen. Make sure the masajid are abad. There is a purpose for a masjid. Let us fulfill the purpose by collecting there. So all of these things, inshallah, let us try to prepare for Ramadan by these deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us, and to accept it from us, and to be pleased with us, and to never be displeased and accept all your du'as and to give you more than what you ask, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman.